K-State Nation, what's happening? Eddie Greer for Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Happy Thanksgiving, even though it's not yet, but we're getting closer. But this might be coming out. This might be coming out either tonight or tomorrow or Friday. But anyways, happy Thanksgiving, as I'm recording this on Wednesday, November 22nd. 27th, 2024, if I can get the words out, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, football, all the way to women's golf and everything else in between. This is your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much again for hanging out with Eddie Greer, the third host of this podcast, K-State alum 2013. And it's your first time listening to this podcast, definitely go ahead and hit that like, subscribe button every time we post content daily, including the weekends, including the holidays, including Thanksgiving, which is tomorrow. There'll be an episode, maybe episode or two, coming out, rolling out tomorrow. So after you finish the meal, or whatever it is you get, or whatever time you finish eating, definitely check out this podcast forever, because I'm pretty sure everybody's going to be tied up. But after the fact, definitely go ahead and listen to this episode, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. Well, that's not how I wanted to come out, but it did anyway. So there you go on that. And don't forget about our bonus channel. Going to resume that probably next week with the holiday season in progress. Thanksgiving tomorrow. People traveling, things like that. But Podbean, we're on the Podbean app. Greer3A's podcast. That is where you're going to find bonus content of the Purple Project podcast with myself and Alex in over there. We'll see how today, the rest of the day goes. If I can go over there and sneak over there and do a little something, I'll do that. If not, I'll probably just going to wait until next week to post something there as well. Of course, me and I, Satan, over there, and probably going to end up doing something anyways next week anyways, because that way the K-State regular season on the football side will be wrapped up. Hopefully, we can knock out Iowa State out of the Big 12 title game. We'll see about that. So all that is over there. Bonus coverage. Even past episodes are uploaded. I'm going to maybe upload one at some point. I always say that, but I don't get around to it. But anyway, but it is over there. It is over there, Greer3A's podcast. So I did want to pitch that here on this episode of this podcast. The rest of the week for Kansas State Athletics. I'm sitting here recording this podcast on a Wednesday, and again, right, when this comes out, these two games will be already been played, right? Or I'll get a jump on it, and have this posted out first. But anyways, yeah, here a little bit later on, K-State was basketball playing. They're going to be taking on DePaul in the Ball Dogs Classic in Henderson, Nevada. Of course, K-State was basketball, 16 points by A.O. Khalid, coming off their first loss of the season there as well. After getting off to a strong start against 13th-ranked Duke, they got upset, was just put it what it is. K-State was ranked higher than that, higher than Duke, and then Duke upset them on Monday afternoon. So K-State trying to bounce back, the women's basketball team anyway, trying to bounce back from that. And volleyball. I think these are the last two games of the regular season for Jason Mansfield and his volleyball team. And we've got a lot going on this afternoon, actually. So, again, Pro Project Podcast, K-State, your team every day. We're going to have coverage daily. If you have not tuned in, if you're fresh to this podcast, we've been posting content daily, like per usual, ever since 2020. But back to the present, right? So Colorado on the road, women's volleyball, 2:00 later on this afternoon. So we're going to have two posts. I'm probably going to have a lot more to record tonight, and so I don't have to record anything tomorrow because of the Thanksgiving holiday on tomorrow. So Ball Dogs Classic wraps up, and then you got volleyball this afternoon. So there you go on that. Then Friday, I got take my butt back to work, unfortunately, so that is why I'm not going to be traveling, at least until after Friday, at least. BYU, going to be, again, senior night for K-State women's volleyball, was it basketball? Volleyball, right? Aaliyah Carter's final game in Morgan Family Arena is going to go down 6:30 Friday night. So this is probably the last two games here. I'm going to probably quick check that real quick before we're heading off to the show as well. So that's going to be a big night there for Aaliyah Carter. Aaliyah Carter has been outstanding, not just since midway through the first half of the season, just outstanding throughout her career, just leading the charge. Just a little bit from afar anyways, but just doing what Aaliyah Carter does is put up numbers, and she's second right now in the scoring area and around the scoring area with the kills and everything else like that, and she's definitely going to leave her mark. These young ladies over here on the women's sports side, the Aaliyah Carters of the world, Ayoka Lee, they just got their basketball season started. Serena Sundells of the world, right? Just to name a few. Boy, there's some strong women on the KC women's sports side. They're doing good things. But for the volleyball anyways, Aaliyah Carter, Izzy Swiecki, Izzy's playing her out of her mind this year, and several others on this volleyball team as well. So that's Friday night off the Thanksgiving holiday. They're in, apparently, the Chiefs playing, and I like the fact that maybe throw some shade at my job, but usually I get the next day off. I think that's how it works. I think this will be the first time in a minute I gotta go back to work on Thanksgiving holiday. That sucks. You know what? But I gotta deal with it. It's the job. I gotta deal with it. Gotta make that money. You know what I'm saying? But for everybody else that's traveling, though, throughout the Thanksgiving holiday, KC Nation, be safe out there, whether it's through the year or on the roads. Now, obviously, Saturday, obviously, on that, during the BYU game, preview. See, everything's just blundered into one. Preview of Iowa State. That will come out Friday night ahead of this tilt. K-State football, Chris Klieman and company going to Ames, looking to spoil the fun for Iowa State. Iowa State right now sitting in that number two spot in a four-way tie for second in the Big 12. If it were to be today, Big 12 would happen today, it would be Arizona State and Iowa State. So that's what you're sitting at right now for the Big 12 championship. But that could all change. And can K-State change that? Be part of a little bit of that change? We're going to find out. We'll talk more about that on the preview edition coming up. So that's the kind of look at right now for K-State athletics. And I said I was going to look at women's volleyball if I can get that. Oh, let's see. Now it got put to the back burner. Hold on. This is the Borough Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Gritter III here for a minute or two left on this look ahead through the rest of the Thanksgiving holiday here as, okay, finally we got that going there as well. Let me scroll down real quick. Yep, this is our last two games of the season for K-State women's volleyball. So regular season anyways, this could be it in general for Jason Mansfield's team here. And it begins this afternoon. Colorado, can they get it done over there? And then, of course, BYU in Morgan Family Arena. They look to break a two-game losing streak there as well. Let me see if I can do something here real quick. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Pull that up real fast. The volleyball standings as it stands. Yeah, K-State volleyball, they're sitting over 500 throughout most of this Big 12 season. And as I look at it right now, they're still in the top of the league right now. And it can still finish there because BYU's ahead of them right now. And that could be for a spot as well. And then Colorado, the team they're playing, again, we've seen this movie before with this team, with any team, but for that matter, they should team beat and they failed to win those games. This is one of them. Colorado, 5-11, 12-16 overall, 5-11 in this conference. Should go up there and beat them. So we'll see what happens there. And in this BYU game, K-State plays BYU really good. So you got a chance to send the seniors out this week on a high, win these games. And I pitched the fact that they should have a Big 12 tournament for volleyball. They do it for basketball. I know they don't do it for football. They do the championship game for football. They do the tournament for women's and men's basketball. They should do a little bit of tournament. They do it for soccer too. They should do it for volleyball. No, I don't know what's going to hurt about that. So, but that's just my little spiel about that. But anyways, yeah, K-State sitting right now 3 7th in the Big 12 right now, heading into this afternoon's match with Colorado in Boulder, Colorado. And then, of course, they'll wrap it all up on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, in primetime against BYU. So these are actually two winnable games, I'm seeing anyways, for this team. Can they do it? Can they end the year on a high note there and send Aaliyah Carter and these seniors out on a high note? We'll find out here throughout the rest of this Thanksgiving week. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record Kansas State content. That's going to wrap things up on this at K-State Athletics looking the rest of this Thanksgiving week of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Again, K-State Nation, you're traveling to Ames this week, or you're just traveling in general for family, friends. Be safe on the roads. Be safe out there, folks. Try to stay warm as well, because, I checked out the rest of the weather. It is going to get really dicey. Oh, it's supposed to be, what, 20 degrees here this weekend? Something like that? Oh, Jesus Christ. It's supposed to be cold in the morning for the Tricky Trotters as well. That throw mine in there in the hat as well. But that's just another discussion for my other podcast. But anyways, yes, but stay warm. Do the best you can. And root on for your Cats here for the rest of the week. As I'm still a busy one, so definitely we'll have coverage every day, including Thanksgiving. Obviously, because we have two games going on here today on a Wednesday. That's going to wrap things up again. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This is another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. Go Cats!